looking for something this holiday season for some youngsters, a book is always a good idea, a fun book, a book that has a lot of inspiration, maybe some fun pictures for the youngsters. It's called If You Are the Dreamer. It was written and illustrated by Kristen Baluch, and she joins us this morning. Hi, Kristen. How are you this morning?
Hi, Bruce. Good to be here.
Thanks. Tell me a little bit about putting something like this together. You got to kind of tailor this to the young age, right? Like, what, 3 years old, three, five? How do you know kind of what's in their mind and what would be fun for them to read and help, or obviously have their parents read to them?
Well, this is a 32-page picture book, and it's a poem with rhyming couplets. And a couple of the lines are, if you are the pilot, I am the plane. If you are the gardener, I am the rain. So using rhyming as a tool in a picture book like this helps a child that's not yet reading be able to anticipate what the next word will be.
A lot of times authors and illustrators are two different people, but you're one and the same, huh?
That's right. I actually started writing books so that I could illustrate them. I'm trained as an artist.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about, I guess, the inspiration really for a book like this.
Well, I have a large garden, and I was planting seeds one day, and I was thinking about the seed and thinking about what will nurture the seed to help it grow. And I thought, if you are the seed, I am the sun, or I could be the rain, or I could be the earth. But it started the structure of defining you and me. And then I just started writing tons of different lines of if you are and then how one thing loves another.
All the things that kind of go together, sees how we're all kind of connected in a different way. What kind of things surprised you most about, you know, putting this together or just kind of researching it too?
I think I was most surprised about the idea. I didn't work on it in a way that I was trying to make the idea come out, but I had an idea in the beginning, and then I just followed my instinct of what to do next. And then I'm surprised in the end that actually those themes come through.
Why did you go with a title about a dreamer? What was, did that come sort of first, or did you kind of stumble upon that and work backwards towards it?
Well, if you are the dreamer is one of the lines in the book, and so we pulled that out as the title. But the word if in the title, if or in the line, makes it kind of broadens it so that you could be anything. If you are the dreamer doesn't mean that you have to be the dreamer. You could be anything that you want.
What's the
and
other?
I will meet you there. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. What's the other part of the couplet for if you are the dreamer?
Well, that's the last couplet, and it goes: if you are the dreamer, I am the stars holding your dreams, whatever they are.
Wow!
So the book ends with that.
Very good. Tell me, I was looking at some of the illustrations. What style is there's? So, you know, like any kind of picture book, there's like a lot of stuff sometimes. And if kids look through the book, you kind of have them point out things or maybe find it. Is that kind of the idea between some of the illustrations you had?
That's right. Often you'll illustrate the narrative of the story, but then it's nice to put in details that kids can talk about, point to. So you have the main illustration, but then you have all these relationships inside. So, like, there's one of the illustrations is the garden, and it has a bird and an inchworm interacting. And that's sub-story. That's not the main narrative.
So you have a lot of mushrooms growing in your garden, too, in some areas, too.
That's true. I do.
It's kind of fun to look at some of that. Tell us a little bit about how people can get a hold of this book and maybe find out about some of your other works.
Well, I can be found at kristenbaluch.com, and this book is available wherever books are sold. And if you have a favorite independent bookstore, you can find it there.
Sounds good. Again, this is for the young kids. It's always fun to look at and go through. And of course, if it's a book that's at the bedside, it'll be read over a couple, if not, you know, hundreds of times for people. Kristen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing this story with us.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Pleasure
Thanks.
To be here.
Thanks. Kristen Baluch joining us this morning. Again, the book is If You Are the Dreamer, maybe something for this holiday season.